Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This message is entitled, Man Up for God in the Home. This message targets men, and in particular, Christian men. Men before God, you are responsible to lead in the home. This is your God-given responsibility. You may be a bad leader or a good leader, but before God, you are assigned leader in the home. We can't escape this responsibility. We might be irresponsible, but we are still responsible and will give an account to God. In this time of pandemic crisis, people are asking, what can we do? Men, one thing we can do is man up for God in the home. Right now, people are confined to the home. People are working from home. People are pretty much relegated to spending time at home with family. This is the perfect time to focus on home and being the man of the home that God intends for you to be. So often, family and fun, entertainment, go together in the minds of professing Christians. It's all about having a good time. But what about God? Nothing wrong with fun, but fun shouldn't be God or take the place of God. Sadly, it often does because the man of the home doesn't make God the priority. Instead of fun and family, the priority should be God and family. The last days are characterized by professing Christians being, quote, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, 2 Timothy 3:4. Peter warns us, beware, lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, 2 Peter 3:17. Of course, fun is important, but it should be the dessert and not the main course. Often fun is treated like the main course of life, and God is the dessert reserved for special occasions like Sunday. That is, unless fun also takes priority on that day. Man up for God. Unless God is the priority of your life in every way, every day, don't expect your version of Christianity to make much of an impact on your family. Does your life indicate God is your ultimate priority? Life is about God. God chose Abraham, but why? And to what end? Genesis 18:19. For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so the Lord may bring Abraham what he has promised him. Abraham is the premier example of faith in the Bible. As men of faith, God expects us to lead our families. We set the tone for God in the home. So often it is the women, in practical reality, who are the spiritual leaders. Where are the men? Man up! It's required of elders and also deacons that they manage their own households well, 1 Timothy 3. The point is that what is necessary for leaders in the church is to be followed by all the men in the church. Elders lead by example, starting with how they manage their own home. Men, we are responsible to shepherd our own homes. Elders are to shepherd the church, but that reality doesn't cancel out personal responsibility in the home. The home is always primary, and the man of the home bears the first responsibility regarding the spiritual welfare of his family. Everything starts at home. That is why elders must first prove themselves in the home, and then on that basis serve as overseers in the church. Good shepherding involves leading by example, 1 Peter 5:3. Good shepherds are not lords over those entrusted to them, but rather lead by example. They are not bullies or dictators. Shepherds are gentle leaders, self-controlled. They model godliness, Christ-likeness. As gracious leaders, we treat our wives with honor and understanding. We treat them as heirs together of the grace of life, 1 Peter 3:7. We are loving leaders who are commanded to love our wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, Ephesians 5:25. We are to be submissive to our Lord in how we respond to our family. We are to be sensitive to our children, not provoking them to wrath, but bringing them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. And of course, if we truly love them, we will administer proper discipline. In practical reality, this emphasis on you being the leader of the home that sets a tone for the family may be new. Very possibly, your wife has been taking the lead in many respects, and you need to step up. She is your helper, but you cannot abdicate your responsibility to lead. It is interesting that Paul, across the board, instructs that women, instead of being disruptive at church, says, quote, if they want to learn something, let them ask their own husbands at home. 1 Corinthians 14:35. Yes, that verse is in the Bible. It's right there. 1 Corinthians 14:35. The main spiritual input into the wife's life should be the husband. Why are they having to run all over the place, everywhere else, to all sorts of teachers trying to find answers? Where is the husband? Man up. Well, you say the husband doesn't know enough to answer his wife's advanced questions. Well, get in the Word. Seek God. Study hard to answer wisely. Ask God for His wisdom. And if you ask in faith, He will show you what you need to know. James 1:5-8. Man up. This is your responsibility. Being a man of God who sets the tone for God in the home is a whole lifestyle thing. So many have a compartmentalized view of Christianity where God has His slot. Yes, He has His slot. Oh, yes. Yes, He has His slot. But He doesn't govern the whole of life. Men, God needs to be a whole life reality every day in every way all along the way. To breathe is God. To wake up is God. We walk with God. We live, breathe, and eat God. For us, it's all about God. That reality cannot help but impact your family for time and eternity. The old saying, the family that prays together stays together, is a good starting point. Pray at meals. And don't just have little Johnny pray. Isn't that cute? He always wants to pray because he likes attention. But is it really praying or performing? Don't get me wrong. There's a place for Johnny to pray. But how about you being the key prayer leader? Let your family hear you pray. Man up. How about family devotions? They don't have to be long, but they must be. Turn off the TV. Open the Bible. Bring the family around. Center on God and His Word for a few minutes. Discuss the issues of life and what we're going through and how God wants us to respond. Let them see how you're taking it to God in prayer. Let them see your attitude of submission to the governing authorities. Let them see Christ in you when family tensions mount in the confines of home life. The last verse in the Old Testament describes revival by saying, He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers. Malachi 4:6. Revival begins in the home. What's wrong with our country? Look no further than the home. Look no further than a lack of godly leadership in the home. So goes the home, so goes the country. At core, it's all about the home. I recently read about an interview with the atheist Richard Dawkins. What was so surprising is that this atheist observed that Christianity is losing its influence for good in society. And he was concerned about that. Even as an atheist, he's concerned about what will fill that vacuum. Revival begins in the home, with men assuming their God-given role. Man up for God in the home. What can we do during this time of quarantine and home confinement? We can man up and get our priorities straight in the home. Even though we can't go to church, we can still shepherd our family for God. God help us to man up for God in the home for such a time as this. Deuteronomy 6:4-7. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be on your heart. And out of that, verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children, shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. And in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 16:13, Paul says, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Lord, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for how you have ordered life, and Lord, your created order, how you have put men in the position of key responsibility. And we are the ones who set the tone in the home. Before you, we are responsible to do so. Help us to make you the priority, to focus on you, that our whole family would see that you indeed are the Lord of our lives in every respect. And so, Lord, help us indeed to be watchful, to stand firm in the faith, to act like men, especially as men, and be strong. We commit our day to you. Use us now for your glory. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.